Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. I am 63 years old. I've lived my entire adult life in public view. That is just not who I am. And that's not who I have ever been.
And you know that because I'm the guy who said, what does it matter where they die? They're dead. I'm also the guy who, during a press conference, said, hey, hon, that's me. I've lived my entire life in the public eye. By the way, if you've seen my Camaro and my brother, he's an actor on CNN. He can get you a job at CNN if you let me touch you appropriately. Today is, in fact, the day the Lord has made, and it is an opportunity for us to rejoice and be glad in it. And man, am I glad the Lord is in charge. And am I glad that he revealed to us how this all ends. Not when it ends, but how it ends. And that's a great sense of comfort to me. And I prayed this morning with Alex that it would be even a greater sense of comfort to me. Chuck Todd at NBC, he has himself a plan on how to get Thug Cuomo. Thug Cuomo is the brother of actor Cuomo. Chris Cuomo is an actor who plays a news anchor on CNN. Thug Cuomo is a guy who gets to call himself governor of the state of New York. Chuck Todd, of course, is a no-nonsense, straight-ahead, no-bias news reporter for a news network called MSNBC. He thinks he knows how to get Thug Cuomo to resign.
What would you advise President Biden to do here? He might be the only Democrat who could, in a private conversation, talk. I could make the argument he might be, he and Bill Clinton, and maybe Barack Obama, the three of them, might be able to talk Cuomo into resigning.
Listen, it was a different time when I got caught with that woman, not having sexual relations with her. They had that dress, but you don't have my charm. just question. Once again, why is it suddenly okay to go at Thug Cuomo? What's the game? The Mockingbirds don't go after Democrats for this stuff. Democrats don't go after Democrats for this stuff. What's the game? Why are we getting Andy out of the way? Is it because Billy de Blasio is willing to do things Andy's not? And if that's the case, then that's pretty scary. And Billy de Blasio already is. Billy de Blasio is requiring compliance papers. You want to go to lunch? You want to go to dinner or the theater? You want to go work out in the gym for which you pay money? You will need your traveling papers. They'll need to be signed by Joe Biden's dementia and Big Pharma. Big Pharma will now decide where you go and when and why. For a virus with a 99.87% survival rate, it is a mid to mild flu for most people. In other words, this has literally, absolutely, completely nothing to do with health in any way, shape, matter, idea, faction, or form. And if you think it does, you are beyond help. Donnie Lemon was on CNN. He gets to do TV occasionally now, no longer a regular show. So Donnie Lemon, the guy who thought it was a reasonable question to ask if an airplane was consumed by a black hole, had actor Chris Cuomo on. They do a little crosstalk segment. It's kind of bro talk. Now, right after this segment, Donnie Lemon started talking about Thug Cuomo and the sexual harassment charges and probably didn't bring up the fact that it appears actor Chris Cuomo in email advised his brother Thug Cuomo on how to handle these charges.
I'm going to make my witness, as you say, and you
make
know
your
what?
Witness.
I love you, brother.
I love you, D. Lemon.
All right. This is Don Lemon tonight. The calls are getting louder and louder.
Yeah, so Chris Cuomo's gone. Love you, brother. Okay, brother, let's go hit some bro curls tomorrow.
This is what I'm talking about. Top Democrats from New York to the White House calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign. That in the wake of the bombshell report from the state's attorney general that alleges the governor sexually harassed 11 women, including state employees and a New York State trooper.
And the guy just said, I love you too, was advising his brother. Had him on TV during the scandal. Is this to ignore the nursing home deaths? No need for that. The Department of Justice has already said, we're not looking into a party member. We're not looking into Jay Inslee getting old people killed in Washington State or Thug Cuomo. No, we're not going to do any of that. So what's the game? There's always a game. What's the motive to now release the hounds against Thug Cuomo? Maybe it's just life under the party. I mean, we know what that looks like in the separate country of Washington and the even more separate country of Seattle.
Tolerate this kind of hate.
Asian Americans have been attacked nationally at an increasingly alarming rate.
2, 4, 6, 8.
This scourge of harassment, intimidation, and outright violence against Asians and Pacific Islanders in our state is totally unacceptable. Where were the voices speaking against that, fanning the flames of this hatred and fear?
Oh, man, it's frustrating, isn't it? Most of those attacks were done by people who are black, but we're not to talk about that inconvenient factoid. Not to release that. My friend and colleague Dory Monson had a gentleman on his program named Steve. I have no idea Steve's race. We'll look into that because, of course, that's a key and central point to all of this. Steve's just a guy who lives in the separate country of Seattle, or at least around the Seattle area. He talked about he was out riding his bicycle, as you're supposed to do in Seattle. Ride your bicycle
everywhere.
Tell me what happened.
So basically, I was just going out for a quick bike ride down the Cedar River Trail. And as I was going down the trail, you know, it's kind of busy and down by the parks right in the downtown Renton area. So you go kind of slow and, you know, you stay on your left and people, you know, hopefully move to their right to get out of your way and you pass them on the left. Yep. And as I was going down, I saw a group of kids that were a little further down. So I'm like, you know, in my mind, we're thinking they're probably not going to be paying attention. They're probably talking among themselves. So I really slowed down, saying, on your left, no acknowledgement. And then at the last minute, they decided to take up the whole trail. And so I swerved to the right to get around them. And one of them basically threw a skateboard out in front of me. My guess is maybe to scare me, but I ended up flipping off my bike. And before I knew what had happened, they were on top of me and beating me and ending up with a broken collarbone, broken shoulder, and 5 either fractured or broken ribs.
Now, this is almost certainly the Cedar River Trail. We used to, my daughter and I used to ride, I ride a bike. She would take her speed skates on that. I know this place well. So he found out, and this is going to shock everybody. Alex, take a seat. Just grab something solid. This is going to freak people out, but these kids, they have records.
If these kids are already troublemakers and known to cause problems and things like that, and where if someone would have taken care of these kids, gotten the help they needed early on, I might not be in the situation that I'm in now.
Yeah, but we don't do that in the separate country of Seattle. That's not to be done unless you are a white kid at school who is not sufficiently taking the knee to the party. At that point, we'll crush you. Or if you're a cop who goes to Washington, D.C. and stands on the lawn, then we will call for your firing. Or if you're a cop who's trying to break up a riot, we'll just ignore the fact that someone tried to murder you with a baseball bat. So Steve says that the county is going to pay.
Someone's
going to
be paying my bills for me. And if it's not these kids, it's not me. It's going to be the county or the state. Because I refuse to have my insurance pay for it or have anything come out of my pocket for something that's not my fault when it could have been nipped in the bud right away.
And a lot of my audience will be asking a question. So, Steve, but what are you going to do for yourself now? And I guarantee, Dory and I have been talking about this for years, I guarantee vigilantism is coming, except it won't be vigilantism. It will be the reasonable response of people set on protecting their neighborhoods and their property and their children in the midst of the party refusing to do that. So Steve says,
given this experience, would you ever think about carrying a gun when you go out and ride?
Yeah, without a doubt, no.
There you go. Guy didn't carry a gun before, will carry one now. Steve, if you need training, let me know. I can hook you up with some good people who teach you how to defensively shoot safely. If you need a source to go buy a firearm, let me know. I've got my great sponsor, Northwest Safe. They can help you store your firearm. I suggest you do that. In fact, everybody lives in the Seattle area. If you're comfortable around firearms, get trained, get armed, because you're on your own, and I'll prove that. You know that rape in the courthouse? Or attempted rape of a 7-month pregnant woman? The King County Sheriff has stepped up. Well, or stepped aside. Talk about that after we check traffic with Right Way Traffic. So there's been a murder across from the King County Courthouse. And King County Courthouse, by the way, is right downtown in the separate country of Seattle. And within the separate country of Western Washington. Two communist countries, one more communist than the other. There's been a murder across the street. There was an attempted rape within the courthouse years ago. This just happened to a woman 7 months pregnant. A couple years ago, the homeless industrial complex put out the call that they needed the people in the courthouse to feel uncomfortable. So they sent in homeless drug addicts who went through the building and availed themselves of memos and wiped their bottoms with the memos and were effectively living on the deck of the courthouse. Courthouse employees and jurors, et cetera, have been told you need to use the side entrance because we're not going to get rid of the sex trafficking and drug camp next door. That stays. You have to walk around it. So now the King County Sheriff has a solution to all of this. The sheriff has a lot of employees in that building. So the sheriff, with armed people capable of enforcing trespassing laws, capable of going out and actually clearing this, except the politicians won't let the sheriff's department do its job. Not that our sheriff is anything but a politician. She is just that. But Mitzi Johanknik, the sheriff of King County, she has herself a plan.
Stunningly, the King County sheriff has ordered her employees to work from home because of unsafe conditions surrounding the courthouse in downtown Seattle.
And that window is actually the window of the King County sheriff, Mitzi Johanknik. And here's the park that's right next door that's been the source of crime and public safety issues. So put this in perspective. That's the chief law enforcement officer with the county telling her law enforcement personnel, it's unsafe to be outside where I am right here.
This is the seat of county government. And right now, it is really dangerous down here.
So that's the solution. Retreat. That's the solution. And thank you to Como News for that. By the way, Como, that was a really great report. That's the solution. Retreat. For our audience, Alex just told me about our podcast download numbers just yesterday. A, thank you for that. B, God rest Rush, and thank you EIB for introducing us all and putting us all together. But for our audience around the country, this is life under the party. This is why I beg you to take over your school boards, to seize your local Republican Party, because there's no real help from Republicans. Just remember, we had the Senate Minority Leader on our program, John Braun in Washington State, who said like three times on this program that crime is not a winning issue. Now it's the bread and butter issues like so-called properly funding what some people still consider to be schools instead of indoctrination centers. So this is now in response to this moment of clarity where a homeless drug addict got into the courthouse and attempted to rape a 7-month pregnant woman. But what was that homeless drug addict doing the day before he attempted this rape?
25-year-old Clint James Jory, a homeless registered sex offender who had just been released from a 21-month jail sentence last Friday after he was convicted of attacking and assaulting four women around downtown Seattle in 2019.
We get people off the streets all the time in the bathrooms, you know.
Police sources tell Cairo 7 Clint Jory went through security this morning just like anyone else, but he was hiding in the women's bathroom.
Just like anyone else. Except not anyone else has sex assault convictions and is still walking around. Seattle is the best place in the world to be a rapist, to be a sex trafficker, to be a cartel drug distributor, to be an addict of anything, to be a burglar or a car thief. So to our audience nationwide, maybe this is good news for you guys, because there are Seattle's and San Francisco's and Los Angeles's and Portland, which are on the cusp of, they're on the cutting edge of destroying America. But maybe that gives you time to preserve the remnants of America and, in fact, fight so that it doesn't completely collapse. There are, in fact, good pieces of news. Ann Davidson is a running for city attorney against Pot Pipe Pete Holmes. She is looking to lead him right now by a couple of percentage points. So that means that probably in the next few days, they'll start finding some ballots that haven't been counted. They might be in people's trunks of people's cars and, oh, we forgot. And, oh, look, it's they're all for Pot Pipe Pete. But there is signs of clarity. There is signs of people waking up. Just south of Seattle in Burien, there is a race. Just he's purely a race pimp, Jimmy Mata. That's all he does is race pimp and grift. He's losing in the primary to an opponent who spent $500 to Jimmy's $50,000. 50 grand. Where'd Jimmy get such money? Well, Jimmy got that money because Smack Daddy, Dow Constantine, the so-called King County executive, held a fundraiser for Jimmy after Jimmy agreed to house in a no-barrier, let's be honest, no-barrier shelter, homeless drug addicts in Burien. So they can take the pressure off Seattle and spread the harm around Western Washington. So Smack Daddy pulled in his big-dollar donors and grifted some money over to Jimmy Mata. $50,000 he spent in the primary against a guy who spent $500, and it looks like Jimmy is losing in the primary. Seattle's the best place in the world to be an illegal immigrant. King County's so-called prosecutor, heroin Dan Satterberg, bragged on public radio he will not charge illegal immigrants with DUIs. In fact, they'll do everything they can to make sure illegal immigrants never get charged with a felony. They never want them in prison. They will let them out before ICE can get in touch with them or a hold of them, because this is part of the plan. And it's quite evident it's part of the plan. There is no inconsistency with the party. Criminals win. 100% of the time, criminals win. Unless you're a bar owner who wants to open your business, or a barber who wants to cut hair. And that's from the separate country of Seattle. Onto the national basis, Jay Johnson, Homeland Security type dude, talking about the problems at the border. He says there's no easy fix.
People in Washington want quick answers. They want easy fixes, like shut down the border, things of that nature. And this is not an easy fix. It requires a dedicated, sustained effort over multiple administrations to address the push factors. I know from personal experience that the push factors are always more powerful than any level of deterrent you can throw at the problem on the southern border.
The push factors being what? The push factors apparently being people being pushed out of their countries. Jay, there is a simple fix to that. Want to know what it is? It's to stop paying people to come here. That's what it is. Stop paying people to come here in the form of assistance and other methods. That's how you pay them to come here. And you know that, Jay Johnson. And it's interesting, there's no simple fix, and yet this guy named Trump somehow succeeded in getting people to not cross the border. Somehow those numbers came down. Jay Johnson does know what our biggest problem is.
Social media, the internet, enables us to hold the world in our entire hand. This little device here, I can hold the world in my entire hand. On the other hand, the internet enables us as Americans to believe what we want to believe. We go to sources, and you know this
That's the biggest problem. is that you read things Jay Johnson thinks you ought not read, like the fact that the Delta variant is a hoax. Oh, it's a real thing. It exists. The response to it is a bigger hoax than the hoax response to COVID the first time. And if we fold to this... It's all compressed and set to be dramatic. But never... Boom! There it is, the Post. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show. Like that. This just came up on the Twitters, and we're fixing to talk about the Delta variant. Strange, this Delta variant. So strange. Did you know that in Sweden, they've seen exactly zero deaths from the Delta variant? Did you know that the lies Joe Biden's dementia is telling about Texas and Florida are just that, about the Delta variant? Joe Biden's dementia was saying, one third of the deaths from this Corona beer is coming from the state of Texas and Florida. Just both states down on our northeastern, western borders. And it's one third of the deaths. If you're not willing to do the right thing, just get out of the way of people who are willing to smell the right, to do the right thing. The death rates in both of those states continue to be impressively lower than the rest of the country. And yet, the same swindle times 1,000 is going on. They were so effective at scaring people that they're simply accelerating everything. Tony Fauci has seized people's homes. He has seized homes. With the CDC blatantly ignoring the Supreme Court, who said, no, CDC, you don't have the power to tell people they can't charge rent in their houses. Joe Biden's dementia invents a new flavor of this. And they launch it again. It should be completely ignored. Here's how to know if you have a Republican governor or if you have a snake. A Republican governor says out loud, we will not have eviction moratoriums in our state anymore. This has gone way past any sense of emergency and has been that way for a year and a half. If the CDC's rules, if any Fed attempts to enforce these rules in our state, we will have them arrested. You do not have the power to do this. The Supreme Court has made that clear. If you have a Republican governor who does anything but that, you don't have a Republican governor. This has to be a fight or it's going to get kinetic. Does everybody dig what I'm telling everybody? People can only live so long being forced to watch their investments be seized by Tony Fauci. Meanwhile, we have people like Asa Hutchinson. He's a Republican. Shiny-shoed object of the party. He's the same guy who's a coward on the gender front. He has a regret, does Asa Hutchinson, the Republican governor of Arkansas. I can't hear that. And so what's his regret? He wants to undo...
Because our cases were at a very low point. I knew that it would be overridden by the legislature.
He regrets signing into law a ban on local mask diktats. The Republican Asa Hutchinson regrets that. And there are people who are telling the truth. They're trying to, and they're a fan of what they're saying on CNN. A party doctor, Dr. Megan Rainey, said it out loud. This is out loud. This is what they're telling us. and showing us in every possible capacity.
We are never going to go back to a pre-pandemic reality. And I do agree that we do have to become comfortable with the fact that this virus is going to be sticking around. Our goal is to decrease severe illness, hospitalization, and death. We don't know how much this novel variant, the Delta variant, affects children. It is our responsibility to keep them safe until they can get vaccinated. And it's our responsibility to stop these surges while there are still so many.
Does everybody get this? Does everybody get this? What they're calling surges aren't. They're variants. The virus doesn't get together and hold meetings and say, hey, we need this surge. We're losing ground here. That is a manifestation of fear, of panic porn. Kids are still, we do have the numbers, still 15 times more likely to be hospitalized by being jabbed with the mRNA injections, which are therapeutics. They're not vaccines. They can't call them therapeutics because it's illegal to require people to inject themselves with therapeutics. I know this all sounds very, very extreme.
Independent fact checkers have determined that this program may expose listeners to extremist views and ideas, including belief in God, the God-given right to own the best available tools for self-defense, demands for election integrity, and the right to refuse experimental gene therapy.
So we shared last week this hit piece that the New York Times put out on Dr. Mercola. And a lot of you read his newsletter, and they're very upset that he's made a lot of money. Because, of course, New York Times, they're not about the money. Their family being multi-billionaires and such, they're not about the money. So they put out a hit piece claiming a number of things which are demonstrably false. And yet it is Dr. Mercola who's called a purveyor of misinformation and disinformation. Let's go through the things that are absolutely provably false. Number one, the reporter from the New York Times, Shira Frankel, claimed that the Food and Drug Administration had levied a multi-million dollar fine against Dr. Mercola. Dr. Mercola, by the way, is a critic of the COVID response. He's a critic of these therapeutics, these gene therapies. He does videos where he gets the Moderna and Pfizer filings and says, see here, it says gene therapy. See where they describe it as gene therapy. He talks about the ways to protect yourself from the COVID, vitamin D, C, zinc, exercise, being in good health. He talks about the facts of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. There was no fine. The FDA never fined Dr. Mercola. And he comes right out and says, there is no fine. I've never been fined. But piece ran in the New York Times. I love this one. The so-called reporter, Shira Frankel, for the New York Times, implied that Dr. Mercola did not publish a peer-reviewed article on vitamin D for preventing COVID-19 infections. She said she was unable to verify the claim he made that he wrote a peer-reviewed paper on this. And it's difficult to verify these things because one would have to go to a computer and type in the web address PubMed.gov and then search for the doctor's name. And that's just, she simply didn't have the time for that. These reporters are so overworked. We'll continue to unfold what's going on in our country and what they're attempting to do to us. We haven't even gotten the BlackRock yet. We'll talk about that in the Todd Herman Show. And you know how we're all the haters. Newsbusters put together a pretty amazing montage of hatred from leftist media.
He is America's, our own American war criminal, of a kind we've never experienced before. That Trump is not just political. He transcends the political, and we need to start looking at his crimes in that context.
I think the security questions of the Republican Party as a domestic terror threat.
January 6th was worse than 9/11 because it's continued to rip our country apart. Where I think we're in the most perilous point in time since 1861 in the advent of the Civil War.
I mean, if Donald Trump decided tomorrow to wage a campaign to make hang Mike Pence a litmus test for the Republican Party, the vast majority of Republican office holders would get behind hanging Mike Pence.
There's a real live handmaiden on the Supreme Court. It feels like we're 10 minutes from living in Gilead.
Free pre-K. It has expanded Medicare benefits, clean energy.
So that's just some examples of some of the breathless hatred breathed every day from the Mockingbird media. Here's the stunning part of this. If we will remove ourselves from the ever so gently warming pot of water in which much of the country finds itself, it's just that, does anyone else feel like this pot of water is getting warmer? If we remove ourselves from that, we remove ourselves from the constant outrage, peddling, race pimping, that's all an attempt to divide us, to anger us, to put us in states of despair, to convince us nothing can be done. It's all that design. If we remove ourselves from this, we could just ask a very simple question. What war crime? You said war crime. Which one? Just name one. The deaths that we've seen in this country from the lockdowns. Well, let's just look at Canada. This guy's also been tagged for disinformation. He's an economist, a completely non-controversial economics professor in Canada, Doug Allen. He wanted to know, how is it that there were such bad models from the COVID flu panic porn purveyors, who, by the way, are the same people telling us the Delta variant's going to kill everybody. And the media is playing along. Joe Biden's dementia is using it to seize private property. There are, in fact, going to be more compliance paper states. I predict Jay Inslee can't wait to demand compliance papers in Washington state. He went through and studied their models and found out they tended to overestimate the benefits of every possible method of locking people down and masks every time. Every time they were overestimated. Every time. Not sometimes. He did an analysis, cost-benefit analysis of the lockdowns. There have been 282 times more life years lost than saved. How is that possible? Because the average age of death from people with or from the COVID flu is about 82. The average lockdown death is 45 to 50. That doesn't even take into account. Well, it does. That is not to mention adolescent and teen suicides. I cannot speak clearly enough here. If you agree to carry compliance papers, you have signed your liberty death warrant. It's the opposite of the Declaration of Independence. They signed a death warrant in favor of independence. If you agree to carry compliance papers, you are signing a declaration of ownership. You have sold your body to the party. Any Republican who isn't screaming from the rooftops about this is a traitor to this nation. This is not in any way related to health, because the fatality footprint of this thing is not anything that requires mass injections. Certainly not the seizure of private property. Certainly not the insistence that kids wrap themselves in dangerous face diapers again. Speaking of face diapers, I do know it's tempting to say, Herman, don't say we've seen it all, because we know that trick by now. This is a fun piece. This is from thehill.com. I'll read it in Grim Milestone's voice. With COVID news you can use, I'm Grim Milestone. A scary happening for the country looking for PPE to protect themselves against the Delta variant. The lack of demand has forced mask manufacturers to lay off more than 5,000 employees, and executives say the industry won't make it to next year unless it's thrown a lifeline. Everybody hear me. People who produce face diapers that are not capable of stopping respiratory viruses or inhibiting the transmission thereof want you to bail them out after they spent the last year forcing people to purchase useless products that in fact cause more harm than good. If you just look at the lab results from rationalground.com, that's the state of play. Whew. I'm going to take a walk, smell some flowers, and look at some deer. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.